I've concluded there's three kinds of people in the world. You got the zombies. You got the Luciferian light, which is the fake light. And then you got the saved people, the born again people. The Lucy light, the Luciferian light, animates the clay vessel. But it animates it into lies and self-worship. The end game of Lucifer, Lucy, is to get somebody to worship themselves instead of worshiping God. That's the end game. They give them light, but it's fake light. I've talked to Freemasons, and they have no light, no biblical light. They'll take a verse out of context in a split second. I've talked to Pentecostals. They take verses out of context. What they want to do is get it to go according to what they want it to say instead of what it says. So what's happening is the Luciferians that are given the false light by Lucifer, they're trying to make copies of themselves of soul. They're trying to grab hold of souls and make copies of those zombies. And the saved people, they're trying to fish for souls and make copies after Christ. So the Luciferian is trying to make copies through cognitive dissonance and lies and half-truths, and just they're trying to break a person so that they run to Lucifer, right? They run to the secret societies and the cults and the isms, and they, instead of them looking in the mirror and admit they're a sinner. See, here's the common denominator with all the cults and the isms. They cannot admit sin. They will not admit sin. They're all works-based, whether it's a legalistic church or whether it's the occult. They're all works-based. The legalist who sold out to legalism when the Bible is absolutely 100% faith alone and Jesus alone, the legalist is still a zombie. And Lucifer has deceived them. I don't know why I'm talking the way I'm talking, because I should be flowing, but maybe I'm on my lunch break, so I'm kind of like trying to get back to peace mode instead of stressing out at work. Let me take a breath here and get back to normal. The Luciferian light is the false light. It's the world, the flesh, prior life. It's the goat's light. The sheep have a light, and that's Christ. And that light animates the clay body. Lucifer has a fake light. This is my conclusion after talking to millions of people, it seems like. At least I know it's thousands. It might be 100,000 people in my lifetime. I know that there's a Lucifer animation. I never experienced it, because I was a zombie, then I got saved. But I know there's a Lucifer illumination or animation of the clay vessel, because I've actually seen these people shapeshift. They'll pretend to be saved, and then they flip the script, and then they try to pull you into their Luciferian cult. And you see it in the cults and the Mormons, the Jehovah's Witness, you see it. And you can actually see a preacher he'll say, faith alone, faith alone, faith alone. But then he'll preach that on Sunday morning, and then on Sunday night he'll say, well, if you miss a day of church, you're not right with God. Wait a minute, I thought you said faith alone. Now you're shape-shifting. He must be a zombie, or he's an agent, because you can't claim faith alone. The Bible says, what are the works of God? To believe on His Son. You can't claim faith alone and then shift over and say, you got to do something. You better not miss a day of church. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. you just can't have it both ways. You can't have faith alone and faith plus works. It don't match. It don't make sense. And so when you say, oh, I have eternal life, and then somebody says you don't have eternal life, and they say you can lose eternal life, that don't make sense. How can you lose eternal life? If it's eternal, it's eternal. If you can lose it, that means it's not eternal, it's temporal. And that you tell a Pentecostal that, and they have to hang up the phone, or they have to walk away, or they never talk to you again, because the logic is there. It makes sense. Eternal life is eternal. If you can lose your salvation, it's temporary life, but the Bible says eternal life. Jesus is eternal life. If you have Christ, you have eternal life. So these animated creatures of the flesh, the only way they can be animated and cease and be able to function in this world, because the zombie can't function. They're just kind of like a slave to these goats, you know. They can't function without the goat. They can't function without a saved person helping them and leading them. And so there's two fishers. There's the fishers of men of Christ, and there's the fishers of souls taking them to hell of Lucifer. But it's a fisher, their fishermen of men concept is to keep them in darkness and delusions. And you know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. The Lucifer, I'm in the drive-thru, so. The Lucifer, had to put it on pause. The Luciferians, they're trying to fish for souls to take them to hell with them, because they're making copies of themselves. But they don't think they're going to hell. They've been deceived by the Lucifer. They think they can bring in the age of Aquarius. They really believe that. If the devil can deceive a third of the angels and drop them down, don't you think he can deceive humans easier? Unless they're saved. Unless they're born again. So these people who don't believe in sin, the only way they can be animated and lead as goats is they can only be animated by spirit, which is demonic. And if you look at them long enough, you'll find out they're drinking, they're drugging, they're living in fear, doubt, worry. They're not living in faith. They're animated into the dark side and trying to cause and say that the dark side is the light side when it's not. This is the deal. This is serious now. This is serious. So my conclusion is there's three kinds of people. Well, we know there's the unsaved, the saved, and the carnal Christian for one, but then there's a then there's something that nobody talks about. How are the goats animated, and how do they lead businesses and function down here? The only way they could be animated is by Lucifer. And so my conclusion is there's three kinds of people. And most of the Luciferians run these corporations. The clay vessel. The rock and clay vessel. You're a rock, you're minerals. There's minerals in your body, and you're clay. And you're water. You're a water vessel. You're a water ship. So there's three kinds. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm trying to get to a point. I'm trying to make sure that I'm clear. There's three kinds. There's zombies, the NPCs that are not illuminated. Then there's the illuminated ones by Lucifer, but they're still not happy. They're still not content, but they're believing the lies of the age of Aquarius, just like the fallen angels believe the lies of the devil, and the devil deceives the whole world in Revelation. And number three, there's the illuminated born-again saints. But the born-again saints who are illuminated but still in the flesh mind, they still act like zombies because they don't believe these goats are real. It's an invasion. It's a demonic alien invasion. There's an invasion going on right now all around us. And that invasion is what animates the goats. How else can they run a nation and a world without being animated by the devil? Because they're living in lies and delusions. There's only one conclusion that you can come up with. is that the goat leaders are animated by the devil. There's the only conclusion. And if they're animated by the devil will talk to them. And when the devil talks to them, that's how they do their remote viewing and stuff. And that's why the symbology of the witches flying on a broom, they're actually just remote viewing through a demon. They're not flying on a broom. They're remote viewing through a demon. And the demon can take over a cat or whatever. And so they're looking through a cat or a person or whatever. And so the animation, because you see that God picked up some of his servants and he moved them. The devil picked up Jesus, took him to a high mountain. The devil can pick them up, but it's that remote viewing or that stuff they talk about. They leave their body. I forget what it's called. Where they leave their body. It's a demon. It's a demon. And so that is the conclusion. And you actually see in Genesis 3, that's what happened. You shall not surely die. You'll be like God. And Eve actually proselytized her own husband. She proselytized her own husband. And by proselytizing her own husband, he went down with the ship. And then God came on the scene and made a way of escape and did a temporary covering with that animal, the blood. He shed the animal's blood and made them a coat of skin as a covering, as a typology of the blood of Jesus covering us. But we had to wait 4,000 years before the cross, 2,000 years ago. So it was already the lamb slain before the foundation world, but the devil was enslaving everybody. Now, the born-again saints can be free. But you've got to be able to manage your own stuff. You've got to be animated. You've got to cut the noise off the music. That noise is to keep the carnal Christian in deceptions and Decepticons and believing a lie and delusion. So the devil's creating a fake reality. Your culture, the devil's taking a culture and making it fantasy island or fake reality. So the devil don't care about you. So you've got to manage your own stuff. You've got to cut off their lies and you've got to get in the word and you got to go to God directly and he will illuminate your mind to what's really happening. You can see the legalists. You can see the narcissists. You can see the zombies. You can see the goats. The goats are revealed by their name. They have to say who they are by their name and by their handles. That's why do you think the actors change their name? And why do you think the actors don't mind playing different roles, even if it's an evil role? They don't care. They don't care. The Batwoman show is promoting evil. But they don't care because they're goats. They don't care. As long as they're making money, they don't care if they're promoting lies and fake reality and trying to promote a culture brainwashing system that's lies. It's almost like you wake up and you say, what happened to our culture? Everybody's believing lies. Nobody reads their Bible. Nobody believes the Bible anymore. What's up with that? A lot of it's not even true because when you go out here, especially with a rideshare and you meet a lot of people, there's people out here who believe the Bible. There's more people believe the Bible than the media is going to let you know. But 51% believe the Bible because they voted in Republican this time. Now, what level they believe the Bible, that's a different story. And that's what I want to say. There's different levels of awareness with the zombie, with the Luciferian goat. There's different levels of awareness and there's different levels of being awake with the born-again saint. And the way that you become more awake as a born-again saint is you drink the word, you eat the word, you drink it, you saturate your mind with it, you rightly divide it, you regurgitate it, you love it, you you meditate on it day and night. You meditate on the Word day and night. And it's more exciting than anything because that is the source code. And once you get to an understanding that everything in front of you is actually a derivative of the Word, because the Word is forever settled in heaven. So let's say somebody tries to get you sidetracked into some other ism or cult, or worship a car or whatever. That car came from the Logos. Everything is of the Logos. Logic is of the Logos. If you type in logic etymology, logic is Logos. So if you logically start to look for God, you're going to find Him if you're serious in your heart. Your heart, your mind, your words, they're all spiritual. Your heart is spiritual, mind is spiritual, words. And you know it is true because He says the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life. And if the words out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if the words are spirit, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that means the heart is spirit. And in order for you to speak, you have to go through your mind and think about it before you speak it. So that tells you that the heart, the mind, and the words are spirit. That's Bible. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So what's happening here is the clay vessel is animated by a spirit. And if you're a zombie, the Luciferians are trying to fish you. And if you're a saved person, the Christians are trying to win you to Christ. The Luciferians are trying to win you to Lucifer, that you worship yourself. This is a Genesis 3 repeat. That's what's happening. I'm serious now. It took me a long time to come to that conclusion. But that's what's happening. The goats can only be in leadership positions because of Lucifer. They're animated by Lucifer because there's no other way. And they're not doing a good job. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't believe in sacrificial redemptive system. They want you to sacrifice, but they don't. My point is, they're not doing a good job. But they're doing it. And the only way they're doing it is drinking and drugging and running the streets and all the above, you know. And they're actually stealing other people's content. They're stealing other people's businesses and jobs and ideas. And I've watched them. They're illuminated enough to do evil and to take credit for what the saved people are doing. And they're trying to accredit to themselves. And that's why they have a network. So they'll get something from one, and they'll go over to this other network they got, and they'll say, look what I did, when they didn't even think of it to begin with. This is what's happening. This is the reality that we're in. I'm serious now. If somebody disagrees, make a note. I promise you, the clay vessel can only be animated by the Spirit. And is it the Spirit of Christ, or is it the Spirit of Antichrist? You see what I'm saying?